Let us pray. Lord, sanctify us in your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Well, the day of May 4th in recent years has become something of a phenomenon. And maybe you know what I'm talking about. Some of you do. Sometimes it's called Star Wars Day because it sounds like May the Force, which is something that the Rebel Alliance says, may the Force be with you in Star Wars. But on May 4th, you can say, may the 4th be with you. And you can respond then to your Rebel Alliance buddy and also with you. This is what happens on May the 4th, at least in some circles. And now it's happening here. Kind of a silly joke that connects us with probably one of the more powerful and unifying pop cultural brands going right now. In fact, it wasn't that long ago that Darth Vader showed up and a couple of stormtroopers in worship. And so this phrase has carrying power, but the phrase gets its staying power from a much more powerful and unifying culture. That is the liturgy of the Christian church. And though we may think it seems to be on the decline, it has much power yet. Where we actually say, may the Lord be with you. You know this. That's right. The response is then also with you. Ah, this is good. It's nice. And it is actually true. And could we say anything better on a Sunday where the theme is God's love and abide with me? Hearing that God loves you so much that he gave his son for you, that Jesus laid down his life for his friends, that is you, so that he would forgive you. And so he does. And so we can say, may the Lord be with you. So, amen. So it was this past week that Rafe and Josiah got a little Lego kit, two of them, of Star Wars ships. Rafe got a TIE fighter with a beloved stormtrooper. Somehow, for our little kids, the stormtroopers are some of their favorite characters. And Josiah got a little Millennium Falcon with a Chewbacca Lego guy riding on top. Well, it didn't take long for Chewbacca to go missing in the great fight of Star Wars at our house, and he could just not be found. Now, Aaron looked for Chewbacca, and when I got home, I looked, the kids looked, and we could not find Chewbacca. And Josiah was pretty sad about this. In the whole scheme of things, it's not really a big deal. It actually happens all the time, as you might expect with little kids. But that night, we prayed before bed, we prayed for our family, and we prayed for Chewbacca as well. And Erin shared this little slice of her life as she is good at doing on Facebook. Now, I don't get on Facebook very often, so I don't know all that she's sharing. And I was surprised, as was she, that a couple of days later, in fact, on May the 4th, what arrives at our doorstep? But a package from Amazon, and it was addressed to Josiah Burgraff. What could this be, we wondered. We opened it up, and wouldn't you know, it was a new Chewbacca Lego guy in a plastic bag with this note attached. It said, Josiah, keep track of this guy. He is an important part of the Rebel Alliance and a good friend. I know that your mom will tell you more about it. Smiley face. May the 4th be with you, small friend. Auntie Sarah. Now, yeah, very nice. We don't know exactly who Auntie Sarah is. We have our suspicions. But what a great display of love, and quite unexpected. And so we give thanks to Auntie Sarah, wherever she may be in the galaxy. But this is love, isn't it? Jesus says, this is love, that we would give up our lives for our friends. Now, as Lutherans, as we hear this scripture, I have to lift up something, a confession that we have about God's word. As Lutherans, we say that God's word always does two things. God's word comes as law and gospel, which means that it tells us what we must do. Of course, that's law. And that is, in this case, love each other. But it also brings the gospel, which is, this is what God has done for you already. And after studying these two readings this past week, I heard a lot of to-do. Now, the to-do list that we get is an important one, isn't it? It reads something like this, if you go through the John reading, abide in my love. That's pretty nice, a nice one to have on your to-do list. Keep my commandments. Love one another. Do what I command you. Bear fruit that will last. Well, these are all very good things to have on our list, aren't they? But I have to say, after I read through them a few times, had a couple Bible studies with them and heard them, the list got a little heavy on my heart. Can I really do all of this? Can I abide? Can I keep God's commandments? I can try. And I must. And you must as well. But can I do it? It's maybe not unlike some of the other to-do lists that have been floating out there in the past weeks. This past week for me has been one full of to-do lists beyond the Gospel of John. This was my last week in the office before I take a 3-month sabbatical starting on Monday. And I'm looking forward to some awesome time with Aaron and the kids, working on some creative endeavors that don't seem to get done or happen otherwise. And so I give thanks to you, the people of Bethel, for this opportunity, and to my pastoral colleagues, and to my staff colleagues for making this possible. It is a great gift. But it has taken some work to get things in order so that it is possible on my side, along with others. And for this, I have needed to-do lists. I've had to-do lists regarding the next 3 months for the past 4 or 5 months, and slowly I've been trying to get things done so that things will go smoothly in my absence. And I have joked, though maybe it's not a joke, that things may go better here in my absence than not. We will find out. You can tell me in August. But it seems like, related to my to-do list, everything came to a head this past week. And there may be some things that are still unchecked. Or maybe you have a graduating senior in your family. Likely, if you do, you'll be coming to the next service for our blessing. But there is a huge to-do list if you're graduating from high school. Over the past year, you've had, of course, schoolwork, ACTs, college applications, perhaps scholarships, decisions about where to go to college, what to study, graduation party plans, invitations. There is a lot on our to-do list, and I can say that by close secondhand experience, since our Anna is one of those from Bethel who will be graduating this month. Dorms, roommates, and how are we going to pay for all of this? All of these questions start to pile up. There is a lot to do when you graduate, and it's all good stuff. All good things, as you maybe recall or can anticipate. But who can do it all? And I have to say that as we anticipate a graduation party at our house, there is a growing list for me and for my family of things to do. It probably won't all get done. The list is good, but it finally does not bring peace, does it? Now, I've had a little discussion with my wife about this, because on my day off, traditionally as a pastor, I like to start with a to-do list. It kind of helps me get things in order. Once I get these things done, then I can relax. But Erin has told me it completely stresses her out, because I'm never finished. So I've had to agree with her and try and relax a little more, and maybe just brush the to-do list off to the side. And while we have a list of things to do, not only in our personal lives, professional lives, even in Scripture, and this is a very good one that Jesus gives to us, it is the perfect to-do list. His gospel now comes as something quite different. It is a to-done list, where Jesus gives to you everything that you need. Lasting fruit of his friendship, his whole life for your sake, so that you can enjoy his peace, whether you've marked all those boxes off or not. We've looked at what the law requires in John. Love God and love your neighbor. A truly perfect requirement. But now let us look at what God has done for us. Jesus says, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. You will abide in my love. You will abide in Jesus' love, so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Jesus wants you to have perfect joy. I have called you my friends, he says, because I have made everything known to you that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. And here your ears might perk up. While I don't expect that Chewbacca will be found every time we pray for it, it seemed to happen this last time. And you might begin to wonder, what else can I pray for? And on some days, I might wonder this too. I've shared with you my love for sports cars, and I do not have one. I have too many vans. And as I shared with our confirmation class this last week, I did not aspire to this growing up, to having too many vans. But it is actually kind of a nice thing. I appreciate them. One of them I've shared with you a couple years ago as the door seemed to be coming apart. Well, it is still in our family at 243,000 miles and still ticking, I'm hoping, for a little while longer, at least through this sabbatical, if not another year. But I pray, perhaps taking Luther at his word when he says, open your bag wide when you pray, and wonder, maybe this minivan could be turned into a Corvette. It's worth asking. Unlikely that it will happen. Jesus says, ask for whatever you want and it will be given to you so that you will have fruit that will last. And here we can actually make a pretty helpful distinction. I have many desires, of course. Not all of them have to do with fruit that will last. A Corvette is not fruit that will last. But the gospel is. And here it is for us. Christ coming right to you. Pray for this, and you will receive it. Pray that God puts you in a place where you can share this good news, and God will do this. I dare you to do this. He will use you in this way so that whatever you ask of him regarding fruit that will last, God will give it to you. Now, on a weekend where the horse who won the Kentucky Derby's name was Justify, now in Christ you are justified. And against all odds, you've been given eternal life as a result. On a weekend where many have celebrated an obscure Mexican military victory that happened during the Civil War, when a European force came to the Mexican-American border to help the South, and the Mexicans defeated them in order to help the Union win the Civil War. On a strange celebration of that day, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo, you now have true freedom given to you in Jesus Christ. As John says in 1 John, who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? And that is you. You did not choose me, Jesus says. I chose you. You are chosen, children of God. And when you know that, well, then you will abide in his love. You will love one another. And the Father will give to you all that you ask, maybe even a lost Chewbacca. Try it out. See what happens. You will bear fruit that will last. Christ has died for your sake, so we can say together, may the Lord be with you. So with you. And so he is. Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able as we sing our